this elaborate thing, and I don't think we must, it's very important to develop talent and everything, but just to do it in Johannesburg, I think we must have something that can move around and reach people in other big cities of South Africa. When it's just Johannesburg, all the people must go there. What is going to happen with the downtown studio? And the department participated in continental arts and cultural festivals. For instance, the Cinema Festival of the Western Sahara. There was an art and craft fair in Ouagadougou and Burkina Faso. Do we sort of reap special things out of those international ventures, and what do we learn? Or is it just a tool for a couple of people to the department to go to Ouagadougou or whatever? I'm just asking. I'm not accusing anyone, but just want to find out. I think this study of the on the liberation route in Africa, this is quite a very interesting thing. It's not completed as planned. And talking about heritage promotion, I'm not going into a lot of detail, but some of the budget was not spent on specific cultural, historical sites. And as we know, when we are working with heritage sites, every day the operation is being delayed, it's bad for the heritage site, because degrading. Every day, if you're not working on it, if you don't complete it, it's going backwards, 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 and people come in, vandalize stuff, etc., etc. So I think, therefore, if we are working with heritage sites, it's very important to use the budget for that and to utilize the budget. Thank you, Jefferson.
Thank you.
Honourable
members,
I'll
go some scalping. Thank you, Chair. I also want to refer to Downtown Music Hub. The last time they had to or did a presentation before the portfolio committee, it was indicated that they need 20 million rand to get Downtown Music Hub going, starting to deliver. I asked that day, where does this 20 million rand, where will they get the money? Where will they get that 20 million? And the CEO said that, they had talks with the DAC about 20 million. Mm-hmm. And now, my question is, Chairperson, from which program will it be deducted from cultural development, in other words, program 4? Does the department know about the intention to ask them for 20 million, or have they already received the request? That's what I want to ask as far as Downtown Music Hub is concerned. And then program 5, the heritage sites. I want to refer to Robben Island Museum. I was wondering, when we talk about the preserve being of our heritage site, I was wondering, all the historical artifacts, etc., of Robben Island, has that been recorded? Say, for instance, there's a fire or some other disaster, and those things are destroyed. Do we have a record, a backup of historical artifacts? For instance, a video with all the professional video with all the to just for coming generations, because Robben Island Museum is a national heritage site. I would like to know whether there has been done. I know Powell and Associates, I think, in 26, they recommended that such a record will come to light. Sorry, English is my second language, so please bear with me.
On page 52, 30 new playwrights were trained. Good enough. I just wanted to double check, you know, what happened to these people after they were trained? Where are they? What are they doing? I'm a little bit worried about your comments at the end, saying that insufficient funds, and they would probably talk to that. And let me understand what is happening there. On your page 60, page 1, down there, that is Duve and his wife and grandchild. You know, when we were on oversight with the family down there, one will remember that, you know, they raised, you know, a very serious concern that looked like there was a breakdown between the department and them, not knowing what is actually happening, you know, all those kinds of things. I just needed to check out with the department, you know, that that has been got to track, or that has been improved, or that is true or not. But my interest is on an improved relationship. The last one for now on page 64. Your mini library. On your target, it's 6 of them. And now I'm seeing the actual achievement, 24 mini libraries. What's it? Maybe I don't understand English, yeah? But you can't target for 6 and achieve 24. And check if something else that I missed here. Can you please make me to understand?
Cook can do that.
Thank you, Honorable Secretary. In page 104, you have a written off materials there. Amongst them, there is a damage to higher education. It amounts to about 50,000 rand, if I'm not making a mistake. Why was it written off? Because it's either the person from the department, you have asked that question?
No, no. Who is coming?
Oh. If either the person from the department was wrong or the other party was wrong, why was it written off? In page 144, when I'm referring to the page, it's only this one. In page 144, in job evaluation, 144, you know, among the highly skilled, there is a very minimum number of highly skilled personnel that were evaluated, and none from senior managers that were evaluated. Why is that? If you don't evaluate a person, how would you know how is it performing? That is page 144. And in page 146 and 149, there are 10 overrides at 146 and 149. in those two pages, there are it's reflected a turnover rate of the department. To me, it seems as if the turnover in department is a bit high. Do you manage to identify the reason why you have got, because to me it seems to be high, the rate of, why do you have a high turnover rate? It also goes to the sick leave. You've got a high rate of sick leave, to actually from my assessment. Do you have awareness? Awareness, what is this called now? Wellness, yes. Wellness awareness. Do you have such things in the department? Because to me, your sick leave, the rate is too high as well. Let me put the last question. Unless there will be no other round. This is the last round of questions. Okay. All right. Okay, the last question now. The last question now. You know, you have answered this question, particularly the minister, regarding the entities of the department. We are now having an agreement which you both signed, the department and the entities. You know, Usara, when the attorney, the auditor general appeared before us on the day, they were here. They couldn't express what opinion because Usara couldn't provide them with the required information for them to express opinion. It is my opinion or my advice that in that agreement they were signing with these people, you must have a sanction. I don't know how will it be, but for an entity not to supply information for it to be audited, it is really unacceptable. It is really unacceptable. So in that agreement, I think you must have a clause that is committing them to comply. Okay, other questions will follow. Thank you, Honorable Chairman.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman. I will speak on three things. The issue of the process of putting tenders out or quotations. On what amount will you put out for quotation, and what amount will you put out for tender? Why I'm asking this question is that the most of the library project is delayed because of construction of the appointed, of not construction, of contractor be appointed. And according the the AG advice to us in the committee was saying, if it is an amount more than 5,000 rand, according to the PFMA on the supply chain management, you must put 5,000 rand out for quotation purpose. And so more than that, I think this will go for tendering processes according to the PFMA. Now, say I have on page 15 on the issue of Northwest, and I go on to other provinces as well on the issue of libraries. What is this issue? What is this issue of contractors and then qualities and all the slowdown? Is it not hampering actually service delivery on the issue of building libraries or implementation of libraries, whatever? Say, Northwest is if you go page 15, then you go to page 17, it's more or less the same issue hampering actually that other roll out of the building of the libraries and even the issue of implementation. See, this thing must be addressed last year it was the Limpopo province. And also there was a rollover of 100 million rand was not spent on the issue of that. I don't know how they must be put measures in place who can fast track this gap on the issue of, because me in the PFMA is clear. Now what is happening? The issue of service delivery in this particular province. Otherwise that province house is not in order. There's actually fact the issue of the implementation or whatever. So somewhere is something wrong. And we must get an answer for that. We must get definitely an answer for that. Or we must try to get a solution for the Jefferson. Jefferson, on the issue of the playhouse. Okay, last time in the meeting there was the CEO and the chairperson of the board was promising to us as a portfolio committee that all the challenges will be addressed. Today in this report we still hear on the issue some of the issues, Mrs. Calvert raising. I know I'm an elephant, I can't help it. If you said something today to me, I will exactly remember for the next time. That's me. And I keep for myself record because you must use your minute book. That's why I can go back what was saying in what meeting and what. Because otherwise we will have every time meetings and it will be a talk show. We have only 2 years left, not even full 2 years left. Then our term will be finished and then those members will come in, will take over saying they will read documents, the portfolio committee for 2009 to 2014 didn't do A, B and C. And we see it in the records, the last issue of Pencil. So Chair, really let us really what the department, what those entities getting really some issues for us in order so that we can move forward. Chairperson, also I want to make a general statement. Not on a serious note, I'm not saying that. We must also give people credit even to them. The DG, I think I spoke to you, people did make really progress. But on the issue of monitoring, is lacking in this department. You really do good work, but the monitoring of the department for me is not in a good standard. I mean, there's a good progress last year when you look to the annual report. It was very not, I mean, satisfied us. But I mean, this year they must say there's good progress, but the monitoring system. I think you must, as the DG, you must tighten it. Thank you very much.
Hello,
Bobby.
Jan's
panel. Yes,
sir. House with the honorable members street somewhere down where everything was dilapidated. There were and that graveyard, the people there keep on stealing the headstones. They say they go and resell them. But fortunately, that grave alone, the headstone was still there with the emblem of AMC. But they showed us a house where she died, a very miserable old lady. Nobody was taking care of her, but at the portfolio committee, we went to see that grave. I wish you could take that, also include it in your program. There's a room.
Okay, there. Alibonge inkosikazi.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Am I protected? I'm on page 13, provinces and municipalities, the continual grants on community libraries. And I do have a passion on libraries because I believe it will help South Africa to read, if we have libraries, especially in villages. Now I'm looking at the Division of Health Revenue under that Division of Revenue Act, the amounts that are given per province. And I'm so surprised because I look at Northern Cape and I compare that with Limpopo. Is this given according to the size of the place or the population? Because the last time I checked, there were more people in Limpopo than there were in the Northern Cape. And I realized that Northern Cape has a bigger amount. How is this, what informs the division of this revenue? Thank you very much. I just gave you an example, but I'm concerned about all of this. Thank you.
I have my hand.
Yes.
Thank you, one question that I want to understand is why was the Solomon Masango not approved by project, not approved by government? I didn't remember we were spoken about the downtown
stadium.
One question that I'd like to ask, you can give some clarity that maybe it can be given to the state about the investing in culture programs that was eliminated by the department because of those corruption issues, to say that. Members of the public, even members of this portfolio committee, also feel that it was a program that was touching on the ground. But now, what was it replaced with? What program is there to replace? What was happening? Also to prevent, the further corruption cases about it. We have 16 heritage division, I believe, and I remember the strategic plan even reported that they were evaluated and approved. But it comes back to that question of how do you evaluate it as a heritage institutions as well. Just out of interest, Minister, on what you've done, especially heritage projects internationally, like you've done with to do the Maputo raid, there has been an outcry, but a proposal maybe came to me, I'm not sure about the office, about especially Angola is raising the issue for the Treaty of Kutubo Naval, that it was a very historic moment for them. If you can do that for Mozambique, with the Matola Raid, or what about the Treaty of Kutubo Naval? Because I believe also at the Freedom Park, the names of those other Cubans in there, what relations are built, because it's one of those great battles. It might not have been a very joyous moment, but it's one of those defeats where the SNDF was defeated. And I don't want to disagree with somebody here who was in the infantry, but it's one of those issues. But I want to raise, there's a concern that has been raised by the portfolio of education and this parliament about the issue of the John Dube memorial site. They've raised an issue that the project is in Otange, it's a school. So if there are any visitors, is there any disturbance that is going to be caused when people want to visit? Well, it would become obviously a very popular site to visit. And it was raised by the PC. I'm just raising it to the department if that only concern, or just taking to concern those issues that I'm raising, for the reason with that the court will be disturbed and all those issues is any case. But also please clarify us here. I think somebody asked me, one of the members, about the issue. I think it was you, Honorable Fanaberg, about the issue of the handover of the house, because there is a son, a grandson of Dr. Dube. Who sees that is a family house? When we said this is an report, he just couldn't understand. And at first he tried to be bully when we came on, but unfortunately. So, and I saw that there's this ownership, or you couldn't understand that when a site is declared a heritage site, what are the implications? Different reception from what you got at Rutuli's house, who understood very well what does it mean to be a traitor. So I'm just trying to understand, because the first question he asked was, how much money are you bringing? You know, what is this money? And we were shocked as members of the meeting, you know. But those are the issues, maybe it explains when it's a stage of fight is about. I know PG, you've tried to explain it, but I still don't understand why were the funds at the Motor Heritage Project in the Heritage Project not spent by the IDT. I know you tried to explain, but really, I tell on that because there are more and more. And I think one of the issues, I have a concern, I don't know, maybe as you said, we legislators must look at some of these entities, a very different institution. I think there's a lot of power mongering when there is a CEO and a deputy CEO. I don't understand a small institution like that where a CEO and a deputy CEO, you know. And well, no, maybe as a chair, it's an opportunity to get some of those love letters from the staff members. That's why I was speaking about the monitoring. I don't want us to tell their own government, just to raise some of the issues. Well, some of the CEOs, you know, there are many issues that have been raised. That's why I was raising the issue of monitoring.
What is the meaning of pata-pata? I have no idea.
Me, what is the meeting? Outside the meeting, not inside.
You know, I want to raise the concern about
outside the meeting, not inside.
No, after I'm about to explain what is pata-pata. It becomes a real concern, especially in our institution. I know you tried to explain earlier about the Sarah Batman issue in Henkin, but DG, members, especially even most day on the other side, it's a lineage. They take it very personal to say to me, hey, but when they're in other provinces or the Eastern Cape, or because of the woman, you know, most of them will raise their issue just for their own. Please, can you just fast track this issue? And remember, anything to do with Sarah Batman is a very sensitive issue. You know, so I think maybe communication is into the community as well. It's very important, you know.
Thank you.
It's very, very important to communities on how much, but they take it personal. Even one is a member of parliament, he was very personal about it, you know, about this issue. The woman was servant, you know, because they say they don't get communication on how far the project is. I'm just raising some of the issues just for concern. Okay. The department, I think it was our take with the social cohesion summit. At least people expressed their concerns, and I think the most people were angry with the qualifiers, you know. The sub issue that we had to correct about the existence, because they pretend as if they're not part of us. But it is not possible for this to be done in provinces as well. A provincial social cohesion summit. I think it's very, very important to have them, because people were able to raise their issues, how they feel, their anger. I might not have agreed with many, especially the commission where you and I were there, our minister. I think people, if they were those people who throw each other, but it was a kind of anger. But I won't propose maybe to everybody to look at it, to do it at provinces as well. I think those are course.
That is for the minorities.
Okay, that's so far. That's the first round. Even longer, like it's out. So then we'll just follow up.
Jefferson, it's quite funny the DJ is not laughing today, eh? He's very serious.
Remember in one football comment, I told you that I met somebody who knows him very well. He says when he's smiling, you must know he's not doing the truth.
Yeah.
So, better when he looks like this, because we are getting the truth.
Yeah. He took the message very seriously.
Thanks, honorable members. Let me comment on a couple of questions and then my colleagues will come in with some of the responses. The Venice Biennale. The Biennale is held every second year. So there is no Biennale this year. The next Biennale is in 2013. We are preparing to participate as a country. We are in the process of securing a space for South Africa, and soon we will be going on a public process to identify the commissioner. To identify the curator, and we will be participating as a country. The Downtown Studios. We are continuing to support Downtown. We are supporting it through the National Arts Council. We recall that the big problem with Downtown was that we did not have the coordination for the non-compliant. We now have the coordination. It has been condoned. So that, the non-compliant story at Downtown has been resolved. What we're currently doing is the support that we have given them this year to continue with their operations. We are assessing a possibility of giving them money from our capital works in order to upgrade the street. The 20 million that Downtown is talking about is not so much money for their operations, it's to upgrade the infrastructure. Because if more infrastructure is upgraded, then they can actually become much more financially viable. And that's the discussion that we're having with Downtown together with the NAC. A comment was made about the need for other similar infrastructure in other parts of the country so that all the artists don't flock to Johannesburg. In fact, those exist. In Durban, the KZN Department of Economic Development has got the KZN Music House, which is a fully functional studio owned by the provincial government. In London, the Eastern Cape province that the school in fact is going to be launched, you see, to having October, November. And they are launching it very soon. The Northwest, I know they are in the process of establishing, in fact, renovating the old mob studios and using those as recording studios for artists. So there is infrastructure going on in different recording infrastructure in different parts of the country. Obviously, not everywhere, but in some of the main centers, it is happening. So that infrastructure is available in other parts of the country as well. There was a question about some of the continental festivals. I'm going to ask Ms. Graham to say something about that. But safe to say that a lot of those festivals, they are not attended by the department. We sponsor or we fund artists to go, South African artists, to go and participate. So the attendance would be mainly artists from South Africa who are participating, whether it's Wakadugu or in the Sahara festival or wherever it is. It's not necessarily for our own purposes. It's for South African artists and art administrators and producers to participate. A couple of questions were asked about the Jail Duma project. The Jail Duma project, you recall, Chair, that had a number of phases. The first phase was to sort out the case. That was done and that was completed. The second phase was to purchase the Duma house and turn it into an interpretive center. That is the process that is currently underway. We have been in consultation with the family. We have received the evaluations. It has gone through the Land Affairs Committee. The Department of Public Works is in the process of transferring the house. Now, I suspect that the misunderstanding may have been that at the time the portfolio committee went on site to visit, the house, we had an agreement with the family. The actual purchase had not taken place. What we are going to do when we take the transfer of the house, then the family is going to be relocated. They're not going to stay on the house. With the purchase of the house, they're going to get another house where they're going to live. So that this is going to be a dedicated interpretive center. Whether there will be no disturbance for the children, we don't believe so. Mr. Lee will probably say something more about it. But in fact, the house is next to the school. It's not inside the school. There is a road in between, so there is sufficient separation between the school and the home. What else? Find the child. There was. I'll ask Mr. Duma to.
That is good.
To the question the Guza Hill and Miesha project, and Sanabat Parsala,
thank you, Chairperson. Honorable members, ministers, deputy minister, and teacher. Just to say that I think the DJ has covered the issue of Duma quite well. But of course, the Duma project is in phase, as the DJ has spoken. One of the first project was the one for graves. The other project is the one which is about the restoration of the house. And conversion of that house into an interpretive center. But the other projects are also within the site of the school. I'm just trying to get to the point of asking the issues of disturbance, because this is what the steering committee has actually identified as one of the risks, that, you know, if you use the same kind of entrance that is there, it might cause problems for students. So That's why we have a project that is about just creating another entrance, which doesn't sort of go via the school. So there is a way of mitigating that particular challenge of the disturbing the schools. The other issue that was raised was about the libraries, many libraries.
Yeah.
Why 24 instead of 6? That's over the phone. But let me also give a child explain. If you talk about the mini libraries, you are actually not talking about massive infrastructure development. Mini libraries are libraries that are designed for people with special inabilities, for instance, or disabilities. People who are blind. So all that it talks about is making provision for Braille, making provision for audio books. So those are mini libraries. So they are easy to do other than you are constructing a new library right from the scratch. But of course, the reason why we sort of had this overperformance is because also there was a lot of demand from various municipal libraries for this particular kind of intervention. So we were able to intervene in that way.
So you didn't lose unauthorized?
No, we didn't.
Also, people with a lot of children, you call it overperformance.
The issue of Sarah Bachmann, I think we've indicated to the committee before the kind of challenges that we've had. We started with the whole process that we're involved in the project. We started with the competition for the design, concept design, and immediately after that we had to then get to a point of sketch plans, which are detailed sketch plans. When that had been done, there was a challenge in terms of the land, because the land that had been identified, part of the land was belonging to the Department of Education, which also led to some negotiations. And I think all those processes created a challenge in terms of speeding up the process. But I must say that a lot of work has happened behind the scenes. We have been also promised by the Department of Public Works that we'll be able to go on tender in January so that people can bid for the actual construction of the Sarah Bachmann Center of Remembrance. I do concede, Chairperson, that we could have communicated better to the stakeholders as a way of also keeping them up to speed in terms of the challenges that we're confronting. And there was a question which was being asked by another member whether this will be completed by 2013. The question is no. We are actually hoping that it should be completed by 2015. But 2013 is not practical. Then there was also an issue around the grade of Josiah Kumeke. I just want to say that the institution that actually deals with this particular grade is the South African Natural Resources Agency. More particularly when it comes to those grades that are of national significance. But of course, within the province, you also have the Amapawas Ruler Town that also deals with those grades that are actually at the provincial level. And it is one of those grades, which are within the program of the founding fathers, which is the project also which is being run by SARA, which is about the identification, the grading, upgrading, and declaration of grades. And then there was a question also about business, it was about conditional grants. Why discrepancies in terms of maybe to answer that question, Chairperson and honorable members, the way budgets are allocated, it's based on the business plans that provinces submit to the department. And then they are the main determinants in terms of who gets what. So it's not just a process which is done in an organized fashion. Then there was also a question around Kwito Carnival, about Angola and the Liberation Heritage. I think also it's quite important to indicate that the approach that we have adopted is incrementalist. As we are busy with Madola currently and we are finalizing it, the view is that in a gradualist fashion, we will then also identify other sites of significance where we would make some interventions. I mean, I'm sure that you are aware of the fact that there's also work that has happened or currently in Tanzania. So Kwito Carnival is not necessarily forgotten, but I think that in terms of phases, we have not reached to that stage. I don't know whether there is any other, or there was an issue around, but I think the DG did address the issue of Dube and Petrobrus State there, and the arrangements that have been made once the property has been acquired. Or there was issue around the organization. Whether the recording of cultural property there. Just to say that I wouldn't want to mislead the committee and say yes, it's been done. But I want to say that it's the responsibility of each and every institution to do inventories. Because it's only when you have got inventories of what you have that you can develop a strategy to manage. But what I can then maybe commit is just to really check whether, you know, they have got a full record of all that they have. But I do not want to write here on the spot and say yes.
Thanks, Mr. Dima. Mr. Khayafa, there were two questions on each other. One was on higher turnover and sick leave, and the other was on job evaluations. If you could respond to that.
Thank you, DG. Actually, I'll start with the one on job evaluation. Now, job evaluation is not performance management of individuals. It's the evaluation of a position, a post on the structure, to determine what the weight or the salary level of a particular position should be. Now, there are certain requirements. First of all, if a post is newly created for the first time, it needs to be subjected to job evaluation, which is an organizational development exercise. Once it is evaluated, we then know what the salary level is, and then from there we fill the position. If it becomes vacant, if the job hasn't changed, since it was last evaluated, it will remain on that level. So the positions referred to on page 144, the 24 positions that were evaluated were either new positions that were created, or it was those are positions that changed from the time that they were last. So yeah, it's the positions and not the employees themselves. With regard to the issue of staff turnover, what HR people refer to as natural attrition is basically the rate up to or between 5 and 10% that a stable organization normally goes through, people either resigning, retiring, passing away. And our rate, our staff turnover rate of 4.9 is actually less than what would be required or would be expected of a normal organization, a normal stable organization. The reason for people having left is 2 employees passed away, 13 employees resigned, and I'm sure when we spoke about skills previously, we indicated that we lose quite a number of employees to big corporate companies, especially in the language sector, and then also in learning institutions, universities, and then also municipalities. There we lost 13 employees, one contract expired, two employees were dismissed as a result of misconduct, and four employees retired. That gives us a total of 22 out of a complete staff complement of 452, which is actually not that high. However, what we did do is last year we developed a retention policy. It was implemented with effect from the 1st of May this year. So we do have mechanisms in place to ensure that we do not increase our staff turnover rate. With regard to sick leave, the average leave days taken per employee sick leave is 8, which I wouldn't necessarily say it's significantly high. This is 8 per year. We do have various programs in place. We do have an employee wellness program, which is internally managed by a unit. And then what we've also done is on the employee assistance program, we have outsourced this service to a service provider who specializes in counseling. And they also assist us with creating awareness and feeding information to employees. We also have what we call wellness days or wellness programs where we get professionals like medical practitioners, optometrists, and the like, where they do your blood test, they test your eyes, cholesterol and all of those. So those are programs that we are, which are basically proactive programs in our department. So we do have quite a well-run employee wellness program. I might maybe just in closing on this particular point that sick leave is in a cycle of 3 years. It started in 2010 and it ends in December 2012 now. Employees are only allowed a maximum of 36 days sick leave in a cycle of 3 years. There are quite a number of employees who have already exhausted those 36 days. But again, we do have a professional service provider who we call the health risk manager who assists us in analyzing and basically considering sick leave applications for employees. So, I don't think, I don't believe necessarily that 8 days per employee, because there's some employees that are off for months because of accidents or big operations, and other employees do not take leave at all. I think that responds to those three questions.
Thanks a lot, in this field, I don't know if you want to say something about the leadership as well as the social questions.
Thank you, TG. Secretary, honorable members, Minister and Deputy Minister. We just had a TIC last week in Mahaun, where we met with the agencies in the provinces, and we gave a report on the outcome of the summit and the declaration and the implementation plan in terms of what we recommending would be done in order to implement the recommendations or resolutions that came up of the summit. And we also then with the agencies requested that then they, as part of the outcomes of the summit, that they should then do the provincial summit. Minister at the end encouraged and implored the provinces to replicate what we had done at the national level. So, Chairperson and honourable members, the provinces are aware, the provinces are rolling out the summit on social cohesion. With regard to the school project that whose funding was transferred to the IDC, the Muyeshe is a response to the call for us to the department to respond to a Muyeshe which was identified as a northern area in 2009. So already in 2010 we had identified this project.
we needed to roll out Miyesho. The intention is to build an art, culture and heritage center. And the design was done and presented to us, and at that stage it was estimated about 32 million rand, but it was cost to erect the structure. I think there has been a change of leadership in Malaysia in terms of the portfolio of art and culture, both in terms of political leadership and administrative leadership. But with the new AOD that came on board, we worked very closely to ensure then that we fast track and move forward in terms of implementing this project. So UDG has deployed me to lead the department in terms of ensuring that we are moving forward. I'm happy to report, Chair and Honourable Members, that we are at a stage where now we're finalising, because the other process, the procurement process of the previous design, we had to, they were found to be not in line with the TFNA, so we had to start afresh the process of calling for proposals for service providers to do design. So we've got a service provider that is working closely with the provincial department of art and culture and us. We've met, we've looked at the design, we have commented on that, and we have consulted with the community of Miyeshe, with the Hosi. So it's really going to be an exciting project. We're going to deliver on that call, and we have called upon them to ensure that we finish the project. Their completion date that is set for now is December 2013. They are working towards that. So yes, it's all systems go. It is being brought out. Thank you.
And
Mr.
Belenbota, if you can speak just briefly about the people that are trained in the skills license program.
Thanks, TG, Deputy Minister, Minister and Honourable Members. I think the question was on what happens to the skilled writers after the program and the issue of budget. Firstly, the program was in partnership with three partners, Best Theatre, Sustain Theatre and the British Council. And they didn't come through with regard to the funding of the program. The department put 100,000, hence the budget constraints. I'm not sure if the language there was just the budget constraints, but I think there was not enough budget for the whole program. What happens to the playwrights is that these young people get absorbed by the industry. You have a pool of young writers that are available to write plays, and they get opportunity to go to the Grahamstown Festival to write scripts for films, for short films. So generally they get absorbed by the performance arts sector.
And finally, just a couple of finance-related questions. What are dealing with tenders and quotations? Tenders from 2,000 rand up until 50,000 rand, you've got to get three quotations. And from 2,000 rand until 500,000 rand, so 500,000, it's three quotations. From 500,000 above, it's got to be an open tender process, and that's how we deal with procurement. Then there was a question around the damaged vehicles, the write-offs. There is an amount of money which the department, if we hire vehicles, obviously for staff members, the vehicle gets scratched. I mean,
crashed or whatever happened. But now that money we put as amounts of money that have been written off, because we do not know if that money can be recoverable or not. If it does become recoverable, then it will be recorded under receivables, under contingent assets. That's how we deal with it in terms of accounting. Chair, I think those are the...
Thank you so much. Thank you,
ma'am. Are there any follow-ups?
My question has not been answered.
Okay, thank you, Chair. On a project, I don't know. I think this may be a comment, general comment. I'm satisfied with the response, but you know, really, I wanted to put an emphasis onto the constant communication with the family, because you know it's not nice to hear the family, you know, that does not look angry as such, but really very much worried, you know, about what is happening, you know. No information of progress and so on. I know you did email responded, but really, and this was quite very, very serious. And, you know, I needed to coach the department to please, because, you know, you remember, there is a provincial department that looked like up to scratch with information of what's happening around that project. But for the family, really it was disappointing. I would like that to be improved, really. That is the kind of thing. Thank you.
The library in village. And I sincerely believe that it will assist in reading, getting this kind of reading. I'm checking, can we bank on you to maybe in the next meeting give us some indication as to what the plan is, which villages are targeted that the library did. I'm not talking about towns, I'm talking about villages. Like villages. Yeah. And you may start in Bondi Post because we have those KwaZulu-Natal, there is a rural area there, Limpopo, I know there's this rural area where we can bank on you that when we meet, not even the next time but as we meet always, there can be a plan for building libraries. Nationally, I mean a national, like a museum, the national, goes to all these villages and assist, I don't know how, but is that included in your plan? Or you leave it to the provinces themselves? Yeah. Thank you.
Chairperson, was on the issue of the libraries, and I make an example of the Northwest. The most of the libraries are not completed because of construction, not completed. And you can go on and on, the Limpopo the same. Now my question was, how will we fast track this issue or this challenge? I mean the contractors are appointed, but this contractor can't complete the project in time, and therefore the libraries can't be opened. I hear my honourable colleague saying that libraries are defaulting in the rural areas where they need it. We don't know even where is this library. Is it in town or is it in the rural areas? It's not the specific told in this report where is those libraries who are registered but you to buy. Say, I mean, as DJ was saying earlier, they submit a business plan. In your business plan, you tell exactly How will you, where will this thing be built or needed? And what will be the time frame? And you break it down on the issue of cost. So the contractor be appointed. He or she is supposed to know exactly what to do because, he puts in his proposal or whatever. So if the money is not spent and the contractor is not implement or complete the project, what is it? Because otherwise you're going to show on our books every time or in the report. Now my question is, how will the department with those provinces really sort out this issue that we raised in this report? Otherwise, we 2012 is nearby finished, and they're supposed to start in this year.
Because although sometimes National Treasury does give us money.
minor trend that the money is not being used. It will be difficult to argue for more money for libraries. So we are tending to that problem. Maybe DG may want to add on it.
Thanks, Minister. I think you covered it, Minister. Except just to add that a lot of the time, the infrastructure projects, specifically the libraries, a lot of time was wasted. I mean, was wasted in the design work, the preparation work. That is why if you look at the reasons for delays, it's not so much the contractors, it's when the contractors were appointed. Because if you are appointed in December to do a library, December, no, contractors don't work, but some suppliers don't work, then you only start really at the middle of July, of January. You won't finish it by the beginning of March. So part of what we have agreed with the province is that we are standardizing the designs of the library. We don't have to design a library each time we've got to build. Have one or two standard designs that you can adapt to local conditions. We have agreed that the provinces have started doing that. We have agreed on not relying on public works because some of the provinces, the same problems we've got with public works, the provinces themselves say they've got the same problems. So they have begun to look for other alternative service providers. Some provinces are actually even doing their own capacity in-house to do the tenders, to do the project management themselves, and it's beginning to bear fruit. So there is a marked improvement. I must just mention that when we did the last quarterly report for this financial year, and March to June, April to June quarterly report, we did attach the list of all the libraries that are planned to be built this financial year, both in the urban areas as well as in the rural areas. If need to be, we can supply that information again. That's it.
Honourable members, I think we have looked at this problem. I see some of you are dozing off. Members, there's a coffee and tea, but I'll just request people to just, if you want something, go and take. I want to go to break now. So whoever wants something must just go to the fresh coffee. Well, on the last program 6, I think some of the members already went to program 6, but I'll just do it so formally. So we're on program 6 now, National Archives and Library Services.
My dad was
he wants me to come with that because I'm a member.
No comment again.
Wat met een boerkie?
I only have one question, or probably one and a half.
Get the opposite. That's a good one.
On page 58. I'd like to refer to the second bullet from the bottom. The adequate system to prevent irregular expenses. I understand that the attention was drawn, but I'm not satisfied that the system is there, especially when one talks of the irregular expenditure with unauthorized, you know, these are not nice words, really. I don't know if it's not as bad as that to have something like an unauthorized and regular in your records. To me, these are big words. But, you know, I think as you actually mentioned the fact that, you know, the attention is drawn, it doesn't really talk to the solution that you may have completely onto this, that is in place as a system. I'm a little bit worried about that, and would you possibly just try to talk to that? And I think that's all I have for today, for the rest of the day now. Thank you.
That's good news.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. This Honorable Minister just comments. These are one of the things we felt you should be here. You know, OAG, the paint is the picture he painted about his findings with the department is not good. In all the last 2 years, that is 2010, 2011, 2012 financial years, the trend is just continuous, not changing, not a good picture according to AJ's opinion. You know, it is worse with compliance with laws and regulations of the audit. It is the worst with that one. DJ has responded to predetermined objectives, and because including them, according to Attorney General, the picture is just very bad. It continues, it's just the same, it's not changing. I think the department needs to address that one in the next financial year. Really, it would be bad if we could say the same thing for the third financial year. Something has to be done about this thing. And again, in the presentation document, from page 4 to page 5. In the comments, you know, let me read this one page 4. More requests were received than expected. Slow consultative process and a delayed procurement process. What are you doing about this thing? You have identified them. What is important now is what do you do about what you have identified? Because I do hear that presentation about what are you doing about this thing. Lastly, and to me as well, that will be the last question. I was driving, this now is